Good morning. Good morning, TNC family. We're living the dream Monday. This is Martin Luther King's celebration. We are so excited that you could join us. Let us just go to prayer. We praise God. Bless each listener on this line, their families this morning, the De Leon family, the Artist International, the TMC family, and the Kings of Artists. I pray that God anoint the speaker, bring the word, touch the listeners' hearts and minds to hear and receive the word. Clear the airways for an uninterrupted call. Pray for God to speak. Pray for God for the speaker. The speaker doing his heart and the corporate call. We pray that everyone this morning, that God bless you all this morning. In the name of Jesus, let us everyone say amen. And TMC family, go out and have an MLK day. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Praise God for you, and good morning. Good morning to you, Minister Cynthia Cox, out there in New York. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware. And I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with warmest of kingdom's greetings. And we just want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Master's Call. The Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And we're just so excited that God has given them the mandate and that they said yes. And this call has gone continuously since the inception of the call, which means that there has been no missed days, holidays such as this. We all convene on this telecommunication sanctuary and have a great, great time in the Lord. So we welcome you once, we welcome you twice, and we welcome you three times. And we ask, especially if this is your first time on a call, that you call back and join us. And not only that, you tell a friend, a family member, a coworker, a neighbor, or somebody about this call. Share the blessing so that they can know what God can do for them. We are just elated to let you know that we are in the middle of our fast. We started the first Monday of January, and we're going all the way out until February 13th. So if you're not part of our corporate fast, if you have not had an opportunity to put that chicken leg down or that apple pie down or what have you, we encourage you to join us as we fast and we stand in solidarity and in unity with what God is asking us to do. And if you want to know what the directives are, the prayer directives are, we invite you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, not .com, .net. There you will find a prayer directive that will go along with your fast, because, see, it's not a diet. It's a diet if you're just doing it and not meditating and hearing what God has to say to you. We're not trying to lose weight. We're trying to lose strongholds, and we're trying to break yokes. So we encourage you to go to the website and find out what the prayer directives are and share it with a friend. We're also excited because this call has a mission statement as well as a Bible reference to go with it. The scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, Master's Call family, what we're seeing is before we go to our sister friends and our homeboys and our family members and such, we know to go before God in prayer first, because we know when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down, and we always find out that God has a supernatural blessing for us. So we're excited about that. We also know that the mission statement that God gave Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And Master's Call family, when you go to the website and hear the archive messages, as well as the message that you're going to hear today, you will see exactly why God has given them that scripture reference as well as that mission statement to stand on. Now, directly after this call is the MMC call, and that call is a morning motivational call, which is founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and it's also led by artistpreneurs and movers and shakers in the industry, and we're just happy to find out that when you listen to this call and you get different tips and things that you could do to enhance and increase your business, everybody wins. So remember, like Platinum President Marie Preston says, a closed mouth is a closed business. Jump on a call and find out how to amplify your voice and increase your territory. That phone number is area code 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. Again, that's immediately following this call, 830 Eastern, 730 Central, 6:30 Mountain, and 5:30 out there on the West Coast. So you may say, well, wait a minute, LaShawn. What is a Platinum President? Who is Dorothy Cook? And what is Artist International? And I will say to you, I am so glad that you asked, and encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call, the Master's Call, and ask them to tell you about Artist International. But I'll give you a little bit before our speaker comes on. Artist International is a health and wellness company that is debt-free and sold out to the Lord. Artist International has products that have been reshaping people's lives and their bodies, as well as redefining their mindsets. And I tell you, when someone's zip code is changed because that appointment with artists changed their life, and when someone's health status is changed because the appointment with artists changed their life, we have nothing but good news to celebrate. Now, mind you, we cannot make medical claims, but when you know what you know what you know, you can't help but to get excited and spread the good news about artists. So again, go back to the person who told you about this call, and I encourage you to ask them about Artists International. There is a lot of things I want to share with you, but I want to move out the way so this mighty man of God could come on the line and tell us, thus saith the Lord, because it is preaching time, and we're excited about that. Remember, when this call is over and you want to hear the message again, as to any day with the Master's Call, you can always dial the replay number, which is 712-432-1085, and the access code is the same, 957-677-POUND. We encourage you to write that number down, because after we hear what God has to say this morning, I trust that you're going to share that information with a friend. And speaking of sharing information with friends, we encourage you to use our interactive website in order for you to contact us, or use our email. Our email address is info@themasterscall.net. And there you can let us know your prayer requests, your praise reports, your testimonies. Let us know what God is doing in your life. We love to hear from you. And we also encourage you to use that email if God is telling you that it is time for you to become part of the TMC family as an intercessor, as a host, or if he has given you a word for his people to hear. So we would love to hear from you. We're talking to our men and women from the north, the south, the east, and the west, to use that email and let us know what God has told you to do as far as the Master's Call is concerned. So like I said, it is preaching time, and we are just happy to hear from this powerful and dynamic speaker all the way from Portland, Oregon, Pastor Charles Kimmons. Pastor Charles lives in Portland, Oregon with his beautiful wife of 27-plus years, Minister Edna Kimmons. He has three lovely children, Samuel, Jasmine, and Krishela. He is the assistant pastor at Northeast Community Fellowship. He loves the Lord with all his heart, and he loves God's people along with his wonderful family. He has also earned a degree in theology. Pastor Charles and Minister Edna are Artist International distributors, building an awesome team in Portland, Oregon. And the main thing that he wants you to know is that he loves God and he loves his children. So without further ado, I'm bringing to you none other than Pastor Charles. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Mighty man of God, take it away.
Well, God bless each and every one of you. I just first like to just acknowledge God and thank God for this opportunity to be able to speak to my TMC family, especially on a day like this. This is the day that we celebrate the birth of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I'm just really, really excited about that. And I just want to just give a shout out to the founders of this call, Dr. Dr. P.K. Roberts. It's really been a blessing in our life, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the whole TMC family. And I'm just really just want to just kind of just take a moment and go before my TMC family. Today I heard that today was called Living a Dream Monday, and Living a Dream Monday. And so just for the day, I won't complain. Just for the day, I won't complain. And like the scripture that I would like to refer to, there's a scripture in Philippians 2:14, and the scripture says to do all things without grumbling or complaining. It says to do all things without grumbling or complaining. So this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that we celebrate the great Martin Luther King. And this is the day that we won't complain. Now, that's what I want to use as a topic, is that I won't complain. Because TNC family, so many of us are snared in this deceptive trap of complaining. We have almost came to believe that it's a normal way of life. But I'm here to tell you that the devil is a lie. I believe that the day that men and women will be released from the traps of complaining, and this is how this is going to happen. This is how this is going to happen. We are already doing a corporate fast, and we're doing a corporate fast, but what I would like to add on to that fast is let's have a fast from complaining. Let's have a fast from complaining. And so how this is going to happen, we're going to have a no complaining fast. We already sang the song, I Won't Complain. And this fast from complaining, whether you realize it or not, it would help transform your life as well the life of many others, your families and friends. When you start fasting from complaining, what it will do, now I'm not saying that we won't complain, but when you start fasting from complaining, what it will do, it will help you and it will bring to your attention at the time that you are complaining. And so it'll remind you of the times that you are complaining. And so when you realize that you are complaining, you can stop complaining and you can turn that negative into a positive. And so I'm not saying that you won't complain, because all of us complain. It's something that's been in our DNA. But the scripture says, do all things without grumbling or complaining. It says, do all things without grumbling or complaining. See, that complaining, it has a lot of little kin folks. You know, it got murmuring, it got griping, it got bickering, it got fault finding. He's got a whole bunch of different little kin folks It's the little foxes that keep us stuck, that keep us from moving forward, to keep us from receiving what God has to offer us. I want to ask you a question. Does worrying about it and does complaining about it, does it change anything? And my answer would be no. It's just wasting your time. And then if you get on the phone and call somebody on the phone and you bring that complaint to them, you're not just only wasting your time, but you also wasted their time as well. So let's call this day that the Lord has made a no complaining day. In other words, since we're already fasting, let's add the no complaining law to our fast. Psalms at the latter half of Psalms 144 and 14 in the King James Version, it says that there'll be no complaining in our streets. There'll be no complaining in our streets. And complaining, it's just like any other bad habit. How you gonna break it is one day at a time. It's kind of like being in AA or being in NA. Just for the day, I won't complain. And you must remember that this change, it begins with you. And the reason why this no complaining fast is so powerful, it's so great because it will allow you to monitor your thoughts and it would help us to realize how negative that we be at times. Like I said, like any bad habit, it just takes just one day at a time. And for so many of us, we complain without even realizing that we're complaining. And when the Word of God, when it states very clearly, do all things without grumbling or complaining. So instead of us reacting, let us act. Lord, teach us how to act. This is my prayer. Lord, teach us how to act rather than to react to certain situations. In our artist business, sometimes we have things set up and it don't go the way that we want it to go. The first thing that we do, we complain. Lord, teach us how to act rather than to react. And when you do complain, because you most certainly will, because everybody does, if we just be honest, but let's use this complaining to our advantage. You see, every complaint has an opposite. If there is something that you don't like, then there is something that you do like. If there's something that you're not happy about, then there is something that would make you happy. So complaining actually can be a gift if we use it correctly. If we pay attention to our thoughts, if we pay attention to our words, if we pay attention to our complaints, we will learn a lot about what we don't want and what we don't like. And then we can use what we don't want and what we don't like. We can use that as a catalyst to help us determine what we do want and what we do like. The fact is, we will never be completely eliminated from complaining from our life. But the key is to turn the complaint against itself and it make it work for us. Instead of letting it generate negative energy, we can use it for a positive purpose. We can use complaint as a sign or a signal to let us know that we're on the negative road, and then in the next moment, we can take a detour and get on the positive road. Each time we catch ourselves complaining, we can say, okay, I don't like this. I'm not happy about this. So then, what do I want? And that's what I'll do. And a lot of times, my TLC fell. A lot of times it has a lot to do with our verbiage. Sometimes we get up in the morning. Up here in the Great Northwest, it's 5 a.m. A lot of times we get up in the morning. We get up in the morning and a lot of times our verbiage is off track. We get up in the morning, we say, I gotta go to work. No, you don't gotta go. You get to go. I gotta walk the dog. No, you don't gotta walk the dog. You get a chance to walk the dog. So there's so many things that you can, so many ways that you can use this and turn it around and turn it into a positive. And one thing about this complaining fast, we have been doing this complaining fast in my household, and I'm telling you, the complaining fast is contagious. It's contagious. And it's not a fast that we just go on for one day. This fast goes on for eternity. And as you are mindful
when you catch yourself slipping sideways, as you're mindful and as you check yourself and you bring a positive into that negative, what you'll find out that it's a trickle-down effect, that your children will catch on, that your family members will catch on, and eventually you'll find yourself complaining less and less and less. So today, TMC family, my prayer is, Lord, teach me how to act instead of react. Today, I won't complain. Martin Luther King, he didn't complain. He didn't complain. And it's a whole bunch of stuff that Martin went through that a lot of us would complain. So let us not complain. And I just pray that this day, that the Lord, that the stronghold of complaining is being broke in our lives. Someone today needs to hear this. Someone on this line today needs to hear this. And I'm here to tell you that the devil is a lie, that the stronghold of complaining, that stronghold that just subtly creeps in our life and we be complaining without even knowing that we're complaining, I pray today that this stronghold, that it be broken in the life of our people. And so with that, TMC family, I'm going to turn the call back over to you, and I just want to just remind you that today I won't complain. Back to you.
Amen. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you so much for that word. We will not complain because we know that God woke us up this morning, and that alone is enough to rejoice for us. So what we're going to do is, after we have our announcements from after the prayer request, we're going to bring you back, Pastor Charles, for our closing benediction. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to you this morning, and we just want to celebrate and thank you, Lord. We don't want to complain, Lord. We don't even want to ask you for anything. We just simply want to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for giving us breath. Thank you for the clarity and the understanding that you have blessed us with, knowing that if we do not complain, all things will be well in our lives. Lord, we do not want to grumble and complain about our finances because, God, we already know that it's been fixed. Lord, we know that all those negative numbers or empty back offices or lack of orders and anything else that may be going on in our wallet, we speak life over our finances. We speak life over our wallet. Yes. We speak life over our back offices. We speak life over our distributors' back offices. Lord, we just speak life in Artists International as we pray and we fast, knowing that they will reach over $30 million per month. So, Father, we just want to say thank you. And, Lord, we won't complain about the aches and pains that are going on through our body, and we won't complain for whatever man diagnosed us with, God, because we know that you are the author and finisher of our faith as well as our health. And, God, we know that you run your DNA through us. So we will not complain when they say that it's arthritis, and we won't complain if they say it's cancer or lupus or hepatitis or HIV, or we won't complain if they say our sugar levels are up or that our blood pressure is up, God, because we know that you are the healer, Lord. We know that you can change it, Lord. We know that you have been, will be, and always will fix it, God. So we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you for that supernatural blessing that is running in our lives right now because we won't complain. And Father, while we're not complaining, and we're also going to know that we won't complain against family members and friends, Lord, and backbiters, those who act like they have our best interests in mind but then talk about us behind our backs or not support us, God, or just not there for us when we need them. Father, we won't complain because we know that you are the one that brings us together, and we know that you are the one that removes people out of our lives that do not need to be there. Lord, we know that through each season there's a reason, and with each season some people just can't come with us, Father. So we just want to say thank you for the weight that you have taken off of us and given them an opportunity to get a lesson from the blessing, Lord. We just want to say thank you that mental health is eradicated. We want to say thank you that homelessness will be no more. And we just want to say thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in our lives. And no matter what it looks like, even when it seems bleak, we just want to say thank you, Father, and we won't complain. So as we celebrate King Day, Lord, as we celebrate the accomplishments that you blessed Dr. King with and those around him, we just want to say thank you for our freedom, Lord. We just want to say thank you for the unity that you are showing us, God. And even though the enemy is trying to peek up and try to add racism and try to add division and try to add all kinds of other perils in this world, God, we know that you have the last word, and because of that, we will not complain. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, our mother eagle, God. We thank you because she did not complain, and we just want to go ahead and thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, because guess what? She, too, has not complained, and no matter what challenges they may have been up against, no matter how many times the enemy tried to stop this call, instead of complaining, they just reached out and prayed to you, God, and because of that, all has been blessed. We just want to say thank you for Artists International and each distributor and each leader in Artists International will not complain. And because they will not complain, they will continue to do the good works that you have blessed them with, Lord. So if you missed a level, we know God is going to bless you, so we will not complain. And if you have an opportunity to look at your back office and notice that a distributor is not working, we will not complain. Because we know that God is going to bless you with someone that is going to turn that business around. So we just want to say thank you, Father. And we just want to say thank you for watching over Evelyn Shaw as the homegoing of her son is later on today. And we know that she will not complain, God. And we just want to say thank you for the Artist Kickoff 2015 in Las Vegas this Saturday. And, Lord, we know that no matter who is there, we will not complain. And we also thank you, God, for every single thing you are doing in our lives, our family lives, and our friends' lives. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, we thank you, and will not complain. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, we are just excited that you are sharing this day with us. First, go out there in prayer under the coding of Jesus and know that today is not a day off. It is a day on to do some service, to do something for someone, and let them know that God is alive and that it's living through you. We also ask all distributors to go to their back offices with double points and 70% off today in celebration of King Day. Wow, wow, wow. So go to your back offices. Tell other distributors about that offer that's going on, and I'm sure that God will bless you. So we invite you to join us Monday through Friday for the believer to begin their day with a word from the Master's Call. Again, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, and 5 out there on the West Coast. And every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central or 3 o'clock Eastern, we invite you to our Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, Hour of Power. Both calls are 712-432-0075. The access code, again, is 957-677-POUND. We also invite you to tell everyone about this call, invite them to this call, and they too could be on the telecommunication sanctuary at 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 Mountain, and 5 out there Pacific Standard Time. We also want to remind you this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are on 14 days of our corporate fast, and we are praying for divine health and wealth, and we remember that our theme is in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. So join us. If you haven't joined us so far, hop on now. It is not too late. We're only on day 14. We still have a lot of beautiful time left for us to pray and to meditate and fast on God's glory. So go to the website, read some more, encourage people to jump on this call Monday through Friday, and we are jumping on this call directly after the benediction. We're going to jump on the MMC call. Also join us, 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. And again, www.themasterscall.net. Wow, what a beautiful day. This is the part of the call where I tell you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and with enthusiasm, letting people know that you are a Christian, not by what you say, by what you do instead. So I want to thank you, Minister Cox, for greeting and seating God's children this morning. And again, Pastor Kimmins, thank you for such a mighty word. I turn the call over now to you for our closing benediction.
God bless you. God bless you. I just pray that this morning, as we go out into the streets and that we go out and celebrate, as the word says in Psalms 144:14, that there'll be no complaining in our streets. When you feel like that you can't do it, know that you can do all things to him that give you strength. When you feel like your situation is beyond your control, pray and surrender. And focus on what you can control and let go of what you can't. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray we will not complain. Go out and have a super fantastic day, as my mother, Dr. PK, would say. Amen.